Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Excited about having Gary Brodnax back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is a good friend of ours, the president and CEO of a company called Dilvari Incorporated, and that is a leading provider of software solutions for sales organizations. He helps custom companies track and maintain and manage their relationships with their customers, and he's our good friend. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. How are things in Texas?
Texas is actually cooling off. We're getting below 90 in a couple of days, so it's doing pretty good.
Perfect golf weather, right?
Yeah, excellent golf weather.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in person in a couple of weeks when we both are at the Administaff Classic down in Woodlands, just north of Houston.
Absolutely. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. I'm looking forward to seeing you down there. Gary, I grew up in – I started my career after I flipped hamburgers for a year and delivered furniture for a little while, I started selling.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, selling was basically, just talking to customers and trying to convince them to buy your stuff and that sort of thing. There wasn't an awful lot of sophisticated sales tracking, customer tracking, customer maintenance, that sort of thing. You know, it was a lot of retail and that kind of thing. And then as I got into, I started working for Xerox.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped me understand how to develop a prospect list, and it was all on paper. Everything was hard copy.
Right.
No, we had no computers back in those days. There were computers, but we didn't have, the individuals didn't have them. And so they taught me how to do that on paper. But since then, and then we got pretty good at it. We got pretty good. And I've helped other people learn how to do that by keeping up with the relationship and how far you are with any particular customer or prospect at a given time, depending on the step of the sale. But then folks like you and your organization came out with technology. Once technology became more incremental, came out with ways to do that electronically. Are companies having a hard time? Are you finding that small businesses are having difficulty converting from either not doing a very good job of prospecting, or if they do, prospect management or customer relationship management, or if they do, they're doing it on paper? Are they having a hard time getting over to the technology?
Actually, quite a few of them are, believe it or not. I mean, you and I look at a computer. I mean, you have to deal with a computer every day, but there are quite a few businesses out there that I can't believe really don't deal with computers that well. We call those
dinosaurs.
I'm sorry?
We call those people dinosaurs.
They're waiting to become extinct. Their competitors are just going to walk away with all the business. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do more than just collect your data and show it to you. We actually help you capture your best processes so you can repeat what works for you every day. Every time you go out and make that sales call, John with QBQ earlier said, mm-hmm. You ask yourself questions that when you leave a sale, you question yourself, what did I do wrong? What did I do right? Well, our program helps capture what you do right. So the next time you go in there, you repeat the right things and you eliminate the wrong things.
What would be something that would be the right thing that we did?
One of the things you want to do is before you even do a proposal, before you even do a demo, you want to make sure you're talking to the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you're talking to the right company. Do they have a budget for your product? Do they have a need for your product?
Qualify them.
Are you talking to the right guy within the company that mm-hmm. will make the decision? Those are basic questions that you have to ask every time. Well, each company, they have different questions that they need to ask. And our program helps you figure out what those questions are and repeat those questions. And it's built right into the program. In fact, what we do is we help you weight each question, each answer, with a certain number. And at the end of the questions, it'll tell you, okay, you have a 70% chance of closing, or you have a 20% chance of closing.
Are you saying this is real time? This is you're not doing this while you're talking to the customer, are you?
Actually, yeah, you can be. Our product works on little
devices. Doesn't it get a little cumbersome?
Well, think about it. When you're talking to a customer, you take notes, correct?
Yep.
Right. Well, imagine walking in with a tablet, PC, or sometimes a laptop's a little more complicated. But walking in with a tablet, a little PC, pocket PC device, our program helps you walk in with that device, click off the answers, and you don't have to write. You actually do drop-down menus.
Hold on to that thought, Gary. We're going to take a quick break. It's 22. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Gary Broadnax. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sorry, I know I'm late. Guess I lost all track of time. Started walking, couldn't stop, turning it over.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. It's all free thanks to our outstanding corporate partners. Gary Broadnax is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is the president and CEO of Dilvari Incorporated. We're talking about technology that will help you manage your sales calls, not just manage the relationship. And see, I think that's where you're taking us to a whole new level now, Gary. If we're actually managing the call as it happens, not just after we leave, you know, keeping up with who we called on, how do we contact him, what was the progress of the call, and what are the next steps, and that kind of thing. I mean, that's what I think of when I think of customer relationship management, where we keep up with, you know, whether the company's growing, whatever we learned while we were on that sales call.
Right. Well, the two things, the sales call, that guy isn't your customer yet, maybe. Sometimes you're selling to customers, but let's separate it and say, okay, a customer is somebody I'm trying to get as a customer.
A prospect.
You know, a prospect.
Right.
And a customer relationship manager helps you manage your customers, people who are your customers, selling to, you know, upselling those customers, selling them more of the same thing. So it's, both of them are selling, but one, you're trying to get new customers, and the other one, you're trying, and our program helps you do both. And it tracks everything, all the relationships you've had with your customers, emails, proposals, documents. But what we were talking about before is, before you even walk in their office, you got to pick up the phone generally and call.
Right.
And from that call, you should be able to gather enough data to know if it's even worth your time to make that visit. Billions of dollars are spent every year from salespeople chasing the wrong leads and prospects that just aren't right for them and just aren't going to buy from them. And what we help people understand is, you know, here's what your customer looks like. Go find other people that look just like this. And
so,
that'll save you, you know, thousands of hours, your sales department, thousands of hours a year, which means you have more time to sell to the right people.
Well, you're getting in an area now that is one of the biggest challenges for small businesses.
Yes, it is.
They get the idea that everybody walking around on planet Earth is a prospect for them.
Right.
And that is the kiss of death. I mean, that's a plan for failure.
It
if
is.
You do that. It's one of the reasons, one of the ways I get their attention, Gary, is I tell them to thank Walmart for coming to town. And
okay.
and they look at me like I've lost my mind. Some of them want to hurt me when I say that. You know, how could you say that? But what I tell them is, look, what you have to understand is, whoever wants to go to Walmart is going there for price only. They don't want any of the special stuff that you offer, of the customization. They only want price. And you were never going to sell those people anyway. So Walmart took those people out of your hair.
And those people who are only shopping for price, they're not loyal customers. They're not customers you can continue to develop.
That's right. And so the more you focus on the world, instead of focusing on, as you said a minute ago, the profile of a customer who is likely to do business with you, then every time you're not doing the latter and you're doing the former, that's when you've got a plan for failure.
That's right. That's right. And our processes came from trying to figure out, I mean, if you've got 100 salespeople, you and I both know that five of the guys are going to be always at the top. The reason they are is because they understand that. They know how to, within 5 minutes, tell whether that customer is going to buy, or that potential prospect is going to buy from them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle guys, you know, as long as they're cranking out proposals, they feel like they're doing their job, but that's not their job. Their job is to sell. If you're not closing, you're not selling.
That's right. Yeah, selling is completing the process. I mean, you have to do the other steps in front of that. You have to make contact. You have to develop
rapport.
Rapport. You have to qualify the people and make sure that they are who they, you know, they're the kind of folks you can do business with. But eventually somebody has to say, will you do business with me and write the order?
Close it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the hard question.
Well, exactly. But back to the technology part of all this.
Sure.
There are, you know, most salespeople that I know, even if they're pretty savvy in the 21st century marketplace, even if they're pretty savvy with computers, most salespeople I know are not likely to carry technology into the office, into the call.
No, unless it's something like a BlackBerry, what a BlackBerry is email, address book, and calendar.
I have one.
Yeah, and so we can, you know, sync with all that. But what a company should do is provide this technology to their employees. Not only will it make them more successful, it'll allow them to look at their employees, understand what they're doing right, understand what they're doing wrong, and help them. I walked into an insurance company. I'm talking about a major insurance company. And I talked to their number one salesperson. And what she says is, you know what they give us when a salesperson starts here? And I said, no. They give them a box of 3x5 cards with, A through Z and January through December and blank cards. And that was their sales kit.
1955.
I'm talking about a month ago.
They had that box in 1955.
Yeah. That's exactly what
that is amazing.
Yeah.
Stand by, Gary. Give us your website before we go to the break.
It's www.dovarri.com.
Two R's, folks. Remember that. Check it out. We're going to be right back with our good friend Gary Broadnax. He's the president of that fine company. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Broadnax, President and CEO of Dovarri Incorporated. It's a customer relationship management company. They help people manage their relationships with customers. You know, Gary, I really like the fact that we have the technology like your company offers and other companies' offers. I really think that the 21st century is going to be an exciting century because of our ability to take these little management steps and automate them and get them to a point where human beings don't have to keep repeating and keep recreating these steps that can be done automatically. Then human beings can focus on what human beings are the best at, and that's it, making the relationship.
That's right. That's right. It started out with just the basic calendar and then database of customers. Now everything can be kept in your machine. The processes, proposals, emails, all that stuff that you normally lose track of, it acts like your second brain. and allows you to get out there and do what you need to do.
Now, if someone wanted to do business with you, give us your website again, please.
Sure. It's www.dovarri.com.
Have you got a little demo or anything people can use on your site?
Well, if they fill out information, we'll be happy to walk them through the program. We've got guys sitting around waiting for your call.
so if someone wanted to come to you, give you guys a call, and let them sort of show you, walk them through the steps, there's no charge for that?
No charge. Mm-hmm.
Is there a phone number you want to give us?
1-800-DOVARRI.
D-O-V-A-R-R-I.
Right.
800-DOVARRI. Folks, take advantage of that. Look, see what Gary has to say. And there are other people who do similar things to what you do, Gary. I know you've got some competitors
out there. I'm not going to help my customers by mentioning the best known ones, but you guys know about them. We are a very competitive. I like to think that our product is one of the best out there, and we're a good value.
Well, let me put it this way, Gary. None of those guys are members of my brain trust.
There you go.
So what does that say? my audience knows, Gary, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. But seriously, I wanted to get you back on and talk about this kind of technology, this kind of automation for the selling process.
Sure.
And because I think it's important, but what do you do to get people out of the Stone Age into the 21st century? How do you help them make that leap?
Well, you know, we go and we visit them and we show them what they can do that they aren't doing right now, all of the things that how they can capture new business, how they can take lists and actually successfully go through and mine that list and understand from that list what customers are people who probably need my product. Right now,
Gary, wait, Gary. What if, all right, look, let's say I've got a real knucklehead salesman. He's been with my company for 20 years. He's like 55 or 60 years old. He's the best salesman I got. I don't want to mess things up, but I would like to help him out. How do I get that guy? But the guy doesn't like computers. How do we get this guy to become part of the plan?
I hate to tell you this, Jim, but you're not going to get that guy.
He's gone, isn't he?
I'm sorry?
He's gone, isn't he?
He is. He's at the point where you don't want to mess with him because he's got his system already built. If he's one of your top sales guys, he's 55 years old, he's got all these papers all over his office,
yeah,
you will waste your money and your time trying to convert him over to a computer.
Right.
And I've run into people that have organizations that have, you know, they're full.
Who are the people who are prospects for this?
Young, fast growth companies, companies that are changing, who are tired of status quo, companies who want to capture new business and new markets, companies that want to improve their sales, new sales management, new sales teams.
But we don't need one thing we don't want to do, though, Gary. We don't want to presume that the old guys like me won't convert. Just don't break their legs if they don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I like what you said.
Computer, some won't.
I like what you said about that. And that shows a lot of maturity, a lot of even-handedness. And I appreciate you doing that. Gary, give us the website one more time.
Sure. www.dov, as in Victor, ARRI.com.
Check it out, folks. Give them a call and let them walk you through that process. Gary, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All right, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Gary Broadnax, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Stedman Graham and Steve Forbes in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.